Good morning, I'm Andy Bates. Coming up in just a little bit, we'll learn more about what's going on with Christian Friends of New Americans and their walkathon just right around the corner. And we'll study the daily New Testament reading with Pastor Jeffrey Williams, a Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Leadville, Colorado. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO.
Lutheran Senior Services invites you to explore its Hidden Gems Resale Shop at 9051 Watson Road in Crestwood. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Hidden Gems offers fantastic bargains on gently used home furnishings, jewelry, books, toys, clothes, and more. And best of all, each purchase through Hidden Gems goes to support older adults who have outlived their ability to support themselves. Lutheran Senior Services, trusted for a reason. LSSLiving.org.
Do you know how your savings and investments are being used by your commercial financial institution? Hi, this is Rich Robertson, President and CEO of the Lutheran Church Extension Fund. We all need to be comfortable with how our money is being used. Recent market jumps really brought that back home for many of us. That's why investing with LCEF is so attractive for so many LCMS members and organizations. Visit lcef.org or call us at 800-843-5233.
It's the perfect time of year to move to sunny, affordable Central Florida. Join fellow Lutherans at The Landings at Lutheran Haven. Known for comfortable retirement living since 1948, The Landings are brand new villas from the mid-100s. Enjoy carefree living that includes meals, housekeeping, and a full continuum of health services on campus. Live and grow with Christ at The Landings. For information, phone 888-298-5590 or visit lutheranhaven.org/KFUO.
You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Wednesday, May 4th. Joining me in studio this morning, the Reverend Stanish Stanley with Christian Friends of New Americans. Good morning, Pastor Stanley.
Good morning, sir. Thank you for having me again.
Good to have you in studio. And along with you this morning, Harold Melser, volunteer with Christian Friends of New Americans. Harold, welcome.
Good morning.
Glad to have you in studio this morning. Christian Friends of New Americans, a busy organization, a busy group of people here in the St. Louis area working to welcome refugees and immigrants here in the St. Louis area. What's going on? We've got a walkathon coming up. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah. Well, we have, in fact, this is one of our annual fundraisers. We have mainly three fundraisers here at Christian Friends of New Americans. The most important one is the trivia, the annual trivia event, which takes place somewhere in November. And then prior to that, we have the golf event, which is also a very important fundraiser. This started last year, the CFNA Walkathon, the third fundraiser that we have. And we all know that the mission of our Lord requires money. It requires volunteers. It requires people's participation. And also it requires funds so that this ministry that reaches out to refugees here in the St. Louis area can be carried out. And so last year we had it at Laclede Groves, which was a wonderful location of a wonderful place. And we had somewhere around 70, 80 people come and walk and participate and also sponsor friends, new American friends, especially for walking. This time this has been shifted to the wonderful campus where I study, Concordia Seminary, St. Louis. A great place to be. This is on the May 14th of this year, a Saturday, and it starts at 9 a.m. and goes up till 10:30. So we look forward to this event, and we are here to call upon our faithful believers and people who are interested in the mission of our Lord to reach out to people who need to hear that message and to be drawn into this to this kingdom of our Lord, so that they can participate and they can support this ministry that reaches out to refugees who are coming in.
Harold, what is it about Christian Friends of New Americans that got you involved?
Well, actually, it was Al Buckman. Al Buckman and I used to work here at the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod, and even carpooled back in the 1970s. So as I approached retirement, I was looking for ways to serve my Lord in new and different ways. And therefore, I talked to Al about it because I knew the work that Christian Friends of New Americans is doing, reaching out and serving refugees and immigrants to the St. Louis area. So I was excited about that. That's how I got introduced and became part of it.
And what have you learned since you've become involved? What have you learned about Christian Friends of New Americans?
I've learned about the outreach to not just single people, although originally it was just to Bosnians, but we have at least 12, would you say, 12 people groups?
Oh, yes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That we reach every day. Therefore, what I learned is the number of people involved, the refugees, the immigrants that are coming to St. Louis, and the wonderful people in St. Louis, especially from Lutheran churches, who mm-hmm. are actively involved with this program.
Stanish, what are the services or the ways that CFNA serves immigrants and refugees, new Americans here in the St. Louis area, that this this walkathon will support?
In fact, what we've seen in our ministry and in our dealings with new Americans is that these friends who come in from a totally different culture, a totally different land, who have been alienated from their land and who are here because of various reasons like ethnic conflict or religious persecution or anything of that sort, struggle with entering into this new culture, the culture of America. Basically, language is a difficulty. And also, there is the problem of negotiating the system. So keeping these two things in mind, CFNA ministry has been tailored to become friends with these new Americans who are coming in, because they are here through the United Nations and through the United States, working together to get their small group of refugees into this country, and there are other groups that go to different other countries around the world. But since they are here, and because these are their issues, the friendship aspect of our faith kind of comes into play, and we have been kind of trying to do our bit to share and to witness the gospel to them through our ministries, like the English as second language, which I mentioned is a problem that they initially face, and which goes on for a very long period of time. So English as second language is one of our ministries. There are other ministries like the health and wellness screenings that we have on the first Saturday of every month. We also have programs like the after school tutoring program, which kind of deals with kids, and I'm involved with the after school tutoring program, which serves to kind of maintain those links that have been established through the health and wellness screenings, through the English as second language, and the ultimate aim also is to bring our new American friends into a Christian home, and the Christian home meaning the church. So our hope is that we would invite them and welcome them into our congregations, and what we do is we have home Bible studies for that, and then also the program of catechizing our friends who show an interest in coming into the Lutheran Church and becoming a part of the body of Christ, of which we are all a part. So English as second language, after school tutoring program, the health and wellness screenings. We have another program called as Family to Family, which is basically connecting an American family to a new American family, whereby those relationships that have been established continue and are deepened further. So, in short, these are some of our programs. We also have a home furnishing delivery and a small food delivery program that takes place to help our new American friends. So, basically, the model with which we work is to draw bridge and home. That is to draw our new American friends into the network of CFNA, to bridge them from no understanding of the faith to some understanding, and gradually to home them in the Lutheran congregations, if possible, or to bring them into the larger Christian family here. So our programs are very much tailored towards those meeting those ends.
Harold, tell me about some of your involvement in Christian Friends of New America and some of the people you've met through CFNA and maybe the questions or challenges they face coming here as an immigrant or refugee. And what does that mean to be a part of CFNA and help meet those needs?
Well, what was fascinating to me or is fascinating to me is what we call the facilitators, the people that are connected with various people's groups that are either on the staff at Christian Friends of New Americans or volunteer. So that enriches my understanding, and I get very excited about that. My service to Christian Friends of New Americans is in the realm of fundraising. So I chair the golf benefit that happens Tuesday, October the 14th, and coming up this fall. But also I get involved with other things in terms of connecting people to this mission and with their funds to help us sustain the mission and grow the mission in the now and in the time in the future. So I'm involved with all three events in one way or another. This event, which is really both friend-raising and fundraising. So the walkathon on May 14th, Saturday, May 14th at Concordia Seminary is a way for people to meet these friends, New Americans, meet the people involved mm-hmm. with this wonderful mission, as well as obviously a little bit of fundraising because it's $10 per person if you want to participate or $25 per family. Or the other thing people can do is to give to sponsor New Americans to be part of this walkathon. So all those mm-hmm. things, and they can do this by going to cfna-stl.org and find a lot about it mm-hmm. and can therefore sign up to participate. And we're looking for a lot of people to do that. We'd like to have 100 people there on the campus that day.
Stanish, you've been involved in the CFNA walkathon before. Is this the second, third?
This is the second one.
Second one. How did it go last year?
The last year was really good. We liked the space at Lucknead Groves, and the wonderful people there were willing to kind of support us and also be a part of it. This year it was not possible. It was a little difficult, so we moved on to Concordia Seminary, and hopefully this will continue for a longer period of time over there. Of course, as I like the way in which Mr. Meltzer kind of put it, it's friend-raising as well as fundraising. So, of course, CFNA's main objective is to make friends, to connect the new Americans with an American friend, and a Christian friend at that is what we seek. We are all Christian friends. We want to show the friendship that our Lord has shown to us, the grace and mercy that He has shown to us, and we want to share that with our new American friend. So this event, the second of its kind this year, and hopefully many more to come, is an opportunity to witness to the gospel, to come together and to gather together to extend that kingdom of our Lord, to show that friendship that is there, that we have received in our Lord with many other people who probably want to come and who want to be a part or who are to be called into this wonderful kingdom that our Lord has established. So there are At this point, I was just also wanted to point out that yesterday was Give St. Louis Day, and what happened is that it seems there was this generous outpouring of gifts that came the way of GiveSt.Louis.org website, that the website crashed because of that. So so they've extended that that opportunity to give even to this to the afternoon of this day today, and it can be done by calling in at 314-969-8655. I'm sure they can give it donation to Christian Friends of New Americans, or if you are a KFUO listener, probably you could also give it for KFUO. And this is what a wonderful opportunity to participate and to join the many other people who are out there who are giving to to the city of St. Louis and for this for their favorite charity or for their favorite mission organization, so that the message can be carried forward. So yeah, you could also visit the website for this, and that is givestlday.org, where you could go in and probably make those donations.
Real briefly, what was it like at the walk last year? What was that morning like with everybody there at the CFNA walk last year? As everybody gathered together, they're all there for to support Christian Friends of New Americans. What was it like?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure it was special, because I was kind of busy that day trying to pick up kids from the Peace Center and bring them. The Peace Center is the building off of which CFNA works, and it's in the city. And so I was kind of scrambling to get all those kids there, and it was quite some work. But by the time I reached there, and I'm probably Mr. Melzer, who was there before me, would like to add more to what I say. By the time I reached there, I could see the enthusiasm, especially amongst the kids who were already there, and also the people. I must say that our new American kids are a little more boisterous and a little more kind of loud and cheerful. They want to express that, and just being on that campus of Lakneed Groves made them really feel very special, because such a beautiful campus, an mm-hmm. opportunity to walk, on that campus, and they took it with both hands. They really enjoyed it, and for me especially to see that happen was just a feel of the vision of Revelation, so to speak. People from all nations, from all languages, coming together and worshiping our Lord, so Revelation chapter 7 says. And for me, it was just to see that, it just gave me a sense that, well, the Revelation vision says that everything is going to be great in front of our Lord, but it was a little bit loud and noisy. So that's something that they have to
just
be.
About 30 seconds, right. Mr. Okay. Melzer.
Well, first of all, I want to mention we had some wonderful volunteers that helped. It was a great family event. Secondly, I'd like to mention we have scholarship programs that we help new American children mm-hmm. Go to Lutheran elementary schools or the high schools, and they're going to help us on the walkathon this year. They're going to be along the route and giving out water and what have you. So that's another element to this family that's involved, Christian Friends of New Americans.
So we can find more information about the walk that's coming up Saturday, May 14th at Concordia Seminary, 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. The website, cfna-stl.org, is the website. You can find it under events on there, correct?
Yes, I have a phone number.
Okay,
314-517-8513 if they want to call in and sponsor some of these folks or be part of the walkathon this year.
Very good. 314-517-8513. To walk, $10 a person, or family registration, $25 a person. Come join the fun. Yeah. Come join the walk. Support Christian Friends of New Americans. Again, cfna-stl.org. You can find information about it under events on their website as well. Our guest today, the Reverend Stanish Stanley and Harold Melzer. Thanks so much for being my guest this morning in studio.
Thank you for having us. Thanks.
Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the daily New Testament reading, the daily lectionary. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO.